The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts. 继续啊。哎，刚念了啊。Generally speaking, the civilized man does not know what he wants. He works for success, fame, happy marriage, fun, to help other people, or to be a real person. But these are not real wants because they are not actual things. They are the byproducts, the flavors, and atmospheres of real things, shadows which have no existence apart from some substance. Money is the perfect symbol for all such desires.Being a mere symbol of real wealth, and to make it one's goal is the most blatant example of confusing measurements with reality. As in eating, his eyes are bigger than his stomach. So in love, he judges women by standards that are largely visual and cerebral rather than sexual and visceral. He is attracted to his partners by the surface gloss, by the film on the skin rather than the real body.He wants something with bone structure like a boy's, which is supposed to support the exterior curves and smooth undulations of femininity, not the woman, but the inflated rubber dream. A less brainy culture would learn to synchronize its body rhythms rather than its clocks. In other words, the interests and goals of rationality are not those of man as a whole organism. If we are to continue to live for the future,And to make the chief work of the mind prediction and calculation, man must eventually become a parasitic appendage to a mass of clockwork. There are a few grounds for hoping that, in any immediate future, there will be any recovery of social sanity. It would seem that the vicious circle must become yet more intolerable, more blatantly and desperately circular, before any large number of human beings awaken to the tragic trick which they are playing on themselves.But for those who clearly see that it's a circle, and why it is a circle, there's no alternative but to stop circling. What? For as soon as you see the whole circle, the illusion that the head is separated from the tail disappears. The question, what shall we do about it, is only asked by those who do not understand the problem. If a problem can be solved at all, to understand it, to know what to do about it, are the same thing.You have to see and feel what you are experiencing as it is, and not as it is named. This very simple opening of the eyes brings about the most extraordinary transformation of understanding and living, and shows that many of our most baffling problems are pure illusions. This may not sound like an oversimplification, because most people imagine themselves to be fully enough aware of the present already, but we shall see that this is far from true.We can hardly begin to conceive this problem unless it is clear that the craving for security is itself a pain and a contradiction, and the more we pursue it, the more painful it becomes. This is true in whatever form security may be conceived. Herein lies the crux of the matter. To stand face to face with insecurity is still not to understand it.
Stop!
To understand it, you must not face it, but be it. What?Don't like.
Stop!
I like it.